Welcome back to Under the Sun. This is your host, Dominique Bastos, and today we have a special guest on, my friend Helena.
Hi.
And I would consider her a TV show connoisseur and movie expert. So today we're going to be talking about all movies and TV shows that we like and just new things out on Netflix.
I wouldn't consider myself a movie expert. A TV show connoisseur, maybe. But I wouldn't, I'm not a huge movie person. I would prefer
really?
To sit down and watch
good
a
movies.
Good, I would prefer to sit down and watch a good TV series than watch.
So you're more of a TV show a person than a movie person?
Definitely.
No, I see myself more of as a TV show person too. I'd rather go through like a series than watch a movie, sit through. Well, there's some movies that are like good though that I like.
So would I, and that way it's easier. Like if you want to, you know, stop it or, you know, fall asleep or something, it's, you're at the end of a, you know,
movie.
TV show, I suppose,
so
the middle of a movie.
So your movies are, like, what put you to sleep and TV shows is what you're saying.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Well, when you go, what's your go-to, like, platform when you're, like, okay, I want to watch, like, a show? Is it, like, Netflix, Hulu, what's the other one, HBO?
It depends, because right now I'm watching Modern Family since I never got into that. So right now it's Hulu because Netflix doesn't have Modern Family. But for the most part, when I'm just trying to pick a new show to watch, I'll go on Netflix. But that is different from my favorite platform, because I would say that Netflix kind of sucks. It's good.
Well, okay, but here's the real question. Have you ever actually watched a Hulu original, like, movie? Like, versus, like, a Netflix?
I haven't, but I believe one of the reasons why is because Netflix is known for making the original movies, and I don't think Hulu is as known for that.
Well, no, they made that, like, one with, like, Jaden Smith and Cara Delevingne. It wasn't that great. It was okay.
But does Hulu do a lot of other originals?
I don't know. I just heard about that one. I don't think that they're, I mean, Netflix is obviously more well-known for it.
Right. So, and I think that I don't like how they got rid of Friends, they got rid of The Office.
Oh,
they keep getting rid of
that 70s show, that made me
right,
so upset.
Right. And it's like, if you know people are watching that, I don't know why they wouldn't pay to keep it on. But also, their Netflix originals suck. Like, they're really not good.
I like Netflix originals.
What do you like?
Beginning of quarantine, I watched Outer Banks. I know some people either, like it or, like, they just think it sucked.
Yeah,
but
I liked it.
And then I watched yesterday. I, like, finished the Selena, like, thing. At first, I was like, it was end, but then I, like, actually got pretty into it, and I'm excited for, like,
see,
the
I'm
next
not
season.
A huge documentary person because they're so, I feel like you just can't get the facts straight with documentary. Like, I feel like it's so.
No, I liked it, actually.
Well,
I mean,
Britney Spears, I mean, think about that.
I
didn't either, but she didn't watch it, and she said every time she saw a clip from it, she'd cry because they portrayed her in such a, like, poor light. So I'm not a big fan of documentaries because it just seems really opinion-based or one-sided. So I'm not a fan of those. Did you start watching Ginny and Georgia?
Dude, I couldn't watch that. I didn't like it.
It was so bad.
To anyone out there who liked the show, I'm sorry, but I did not like Ginny. Which, she was the girl, right? Ginny, yeah. Because Georgia was the mom. I didn't really like her. She just, like,
she was really quiet.
She wasn't even quiet. I just, like, thought she was kind of rude sometimes. And I just, like, yeah. I didn't like her, really.
I wasn't a huge fan of Georgia. They're both gorgeous actresses. And,
yeah.
My
mom
people,
actually really liked that show.
Yeah.
That was really funny. I was like, what are you watching? And then that's when I started watching it.
You know what was good, though?
What?
You know, I'm bashing on all these Netflix originals, and rightfully so. Let's talk about The Crown. That was bad.
I didn't
watch
that.
But, I mean, the more that I look, there are some that I'm looking past, like Gambit, which everybody loved.
I just watched. It's a comedy, and it has Tiffany Haddish and that other actor in it. It's literally new. Why can't I remember the name right now? Oh, it was Bad Trip. But that one, it's like, you haven't watched it, have you?
No.
Okay, it's literally like, they're like doing improv almost comedy, and then they're like recording it. It's just like a funny movie.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's different too, is what I liked about it. It's not like your typical comedy.
I'm going back to my original stance that Netflix originals, I feel like half of them are decent and then the other half are really bad. Like, okay, Arrested Development, good. Bridgerton, I did not like Bridgerton.
I liked Bridgerton.
I really did not like Bridgerton.
Dude, I think a lot of people were really into it. And then there was that whole TikTok trend, like, you could make your Bridgerton name and it was like your middle name. I remember, I think mine, so it was like Lord or Lady. And then, so yours would have been, like, Lady Emily. What's the last thing you drink?
That's really stupid.
Just do it. What's the last thing you drink?
Coffee.
So yours would be Lady Emily Coffeyton of right. Lady Bird.
This is not how they named royals.
Lady Birdshire. Yeah. But, no, yeah. So we got a Netflix hater, original hater over here.
No,
and
Netflix original
I personally...
critic.
Yeah, so... I like them though. I'm a good movie critic, TV show critic too. But I think I enjoy more of them than you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
What's your favorite show on Netflix?
That's currently on Netflix?
What's down on Netflix?
Probably either Gilmore Girls or Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek. Oh, I watched that for a little bit. Gilmore Girls. I just finished that like a couple days ago. I finished all of the seasons. I like that show a lot. What character in Gilmore Girls would you say you relate most to?
Lorelai?
You're for like sure. A mom?
Okay. Definitely a Lorelai.
Definitely a Lorelai.
Who do you think? Are you Melissa McCarthy?
Who's Melissa McCarthy? Oh!
Suki.
No! Yes, I'm not Suki. Oh, why? Because I like to cook?
No. Who would you identify with? Who would you
probably
associate?
I mean, I don't think I was very, like, I wasn't into, like, I'm not a big reader. I'm not Rory, because, like, I was never really into just, like, she's like always studying, wanting to go to Yale. I mean, the journalism aspect, I've always wanted to do something in media, so that maybe a little bit of Rory with like Lorelai's like ethics. I don't know how you describe it.
With her ethics?
With her ethics? How would you describe it? With her what?
I don't know what you're saying.
It would be like, I think I'm like a mixture of the two.
Yeah.
Now.
Because you're more fun than Rory, but...
Yeah, I'd say so. Rory's just, like, her bestie just...
She
like
keeps
to read
herself.
Books.
Oh, yeah, Lane. I forgot about Lane.
Just likes to go to church and...
She doesn't like going to her church. Her mom forces her to.
Yeah, and then when she, like, moves on from home, it's funny because she still she still goes. And or not goes, but she still like hears her mom in the back of her head and does all that stuff.
So I need to know, are you team Jess or team Dean?
Jess literally like is like gives me like ick. Like that makes me like he makes me like cringe to my like core. Like I think he's not.
Okay, but what about Dean's like anger issues?
Okay, I don't like I'm saying like looks wise, like not to be conceited.
And the fact that he cheated on his wife.
Dude, yeah, he's an asshole for that. But like I'm not like I just Jess think just grosses me out. He just like looks wise, he
okay,
reminds
team
me.
Team Logan or team Dean?
I like Logan more than I guess Dean. He's
good.
Just, like,
I thought
a
you were
nicer
gonna
person.
Say team Dean and I was gonna have a...
No, like I thought they were cute in high school together, like Rory and Dean, but like
yeah, I'll agree with that.
But then she met Jess, who like ew, and then she went out with Jess. And I'm like I would
Yeah, but not
never.
For long.
Yeah, but that was just gross. And then he left her. And went to California.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Like it was just like I'm like, dude, he probably, you know, the TV show just needed him out, and like that was that was their tactic.
You
We're
know,
gonna send him to California.
But I don't think that's why, because he came back afterwards.
Yeah, but maybe he had like another show he was working on. Dude, I have to say, watching Gilmore Girls, like, recently, after not... I've never watched it before. Like, I watched it this year. And not knowing Melissa... knowing Melissa McCarthy in all those other movies she's been in, like, The Heat and, like, just...
She's good in The Heat.
Identity Theft, like, those movies. Like, and now seeing her in this, I'm like, you what? Like, her, like, just, like, the personality and, like, the character. I'm, like, seeing her in it, I'm, like, it's so weird for me.
Yeah, she does... It's a very different role. I forgot what I was going to say.
No, I just think it's so weird. I like her in both, but oh, yeah. I just like think it's like a different.
I think the worst crime that has ever been committed the United States of America.
That's a big thing
was
to say.
When Ooh. In the Fosters, they replaced JT
Austin. Oh, my gosh. And they put Noah Centineo. And literally, I'm so sorry for everyone listening if you have headphones on, because that was probably just so loud. But in the fact that they just so nonchalantly, they're like, hey, Zeus. And he comes out. I was and like, what?
They had to. They knew that we were going to be like, what is he? So he goes, hey. And they're like, hey, Zeus. Like, so that we know
that.
Like,
so we know that it's him now.
And she goes, you got so much taller.
Dude, yeah, because JT Austin's, like, so much smaller. It's hilarious, too, because I remember just so many people hating on him. Like, when he got replaced, like, everybody was like, JT Austin's so much better. Like, they, like, missed JT Austin, right? And, like, we're, like, hating on Noah Centineo. Then To All the Boys I Ever Loved came out, and everybody was, like, a Noah Centineo stan.
I never was.
No, I know, not you. But I'm saying I just know so many people were like, oh, my gosh, he's so, like, cute, like, after the fact. But then when he was in The Fosters, everybody was like hating on him.
Right.
And I'm just like, it's so funny how it like changes like people's like views on people. Like it, and it's also like the roles, like if you think about it, you know, like, so it's just so weird. What's another TV show where like, oh,
you know, I think I have to give a disclaimer that I do not think that that was the worst crime that was ever committed in the United States.
I was going to say that was heavy.
I think I need to make a quick disclaimer that that was not serious.
What is one of like the saddest scenes in a TV show for you?
Wait, before we get into that, no one ever talks about Team. I forgot their names, but Lorelai, Team Luke or Team the teacher?
Oh, Mr. Whatever his face was. He was
Mr. Medina.
Medina. I was Team Luke all the way.
You know, so was I, actually. I did like
Mr. Medina was cool, but and then dude, her dad, Rory's dad. Like, who was a stand for him? Christopher? Like no. Who wanted him?
Nobody. Me.
And then dude, when not me right here. Nope. No, but I just remember, yeah, Luke was always the one. And then now I kind of started to watch, like, the booted, like, the updated version of them, like, so many years later. It's okay. I mean, obviously nothing's as good as an original.
Right.
Like, I feel like you can't
talk. Have you seen all the stuff with Hannah Montana?
I don't care to see it. I was never a big Hannah Montana, like, girl when I was younger.
I was.
See, my cousin.
I still am.
Wow. Yeah. I liked the show. I watched it. But I'm not, like, if they did a reboot, like, I wouldn't be, like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, there's just other shows that I would. Zoe 101, I used to want that to be, like, a reboot. And now I don't care as much after seeing that music video.
Oh. Yeah.
I was like, no. With like Dixie D'Amelio.
Oh goodness.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, not like hating on them, but it was just like I don't know. I would have rather seen it with the original cast if they were gonna do something than adding in like, but I get what they were trying to do. They were trying to like reach a new generation, right? And the younger kids. So they like put like TikTokers in.
But what's weird is you'd think that they would be trying to target us, like who watched the show.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking, but I mean, yeah, no hate to them though.
I mean, I guess not, because Fuller House is for the younger generation.
I used to watch Full House before every day in like elementary school. It was on like Nick in the morning, and it was on at like 5:30 in the morning, and I would wake up early and eat my breakfast and watch Full House. and then yeah, go it
was
to
good.
School.
It was good, but it was a little bit cringy how serious some of the episodes were.
Remember, like, Boomerang shows? No. That was, like, what was on there? It was, like, you know, or is, no, that was Cartoon Network. I was going to say, Boomerang had, like, some of, like, good shows. I can't even remember, but it was,
TV?
Like, one of the, yeah, it was cartoons. Like, it had cartoons on Boomerang, and Cartoon Network were, like, the
I
go-to.
I wasn't a big cartoon person.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, so did you ever watch Ed, Edd n Eddy?
I did, and that was one of the few that I watched.
You know which show completely creeped me out as a kid?
What?
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, that was...
That one with the grandparents, like, actually gave me nightmares.
Yeah,
like,
that was a scary show.
Like, I don't know why they made that for kids.
I know.
And, oh, you know what movie freaked me out? Coraline. Did you ever watch that?
I couldn't. You know what also?
It.
Okay, Coraline.
What? Oh, gosh.
And what is that one where they're, like, stick figures?
Stick figures?
I want to say it's, like, Night.
Oh, The Night Before Christmas.
Oh,
Nightmare
my gosh.
Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
But they're not stick figures, but I liked that.
That gave me such bad... It there was one, what creeped me out the most was when that character came out of, like, the ground.
Oh.
And came out of the ground with, like, a wedding ring or something. And it
aww,
was just...
but then he got
no,
married to
the girl. No. Anything
the
that
girl
just...
The girl that was, like, sewn.
Yeah,
the red hair.
Creepy.
I
why
that
are, like,
cute.
Sewn characters made to pee?
No, Coraline with the sewn eyes. That, right. And then the mom, when she looked at you like this.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, get away creepy. From me. Gave me actual nightmare. And
I
then,
also
like,
don't really like the name Coraline.
Coraline.
I mean, I do for the movie. It's kind of sick.
I mean, Coraline, maybe they had to do something with an O.
Because, like, if they did Caroline, like, no, that's too...
Caroline's, like, bubbly.
Right.
Sunshine. Like, just, like, a ball of energy.
I wonder if we would have liked it if it was named, like...
If it was named Caroline, then it would not be... It wouldn't be, like, a scary, like, sounding movie. Coraline.
Right.
Coraline sounds like the evil twin sister of Caroline.
Right. I feel like we would like the show or the movie more.
No, I don't think I'd like
it
more. No.
Rainbows and flowers.
Rainbow and flowers. No, I think it'd still be a creepy movie with a very misleading title.
Yeah.
I could not. What movie, like, did you absolutely love in your, like, did you ever watch Jumpin'? I literally was, like, obsessed with that movie when I was younger.
Yeah, and because of Corbin Bleu.
Yeah, a little bit. I had a fat crush on him, like, as a kid. Also, wait, let me finish what I was saying. No, but I literally love that movie so much. I stole it from my cousin's house and took it, like, home from Boston back to San Diego.
Yeah.
And I had it, and I watched it, like four times on the flight because I had a DVD player I got for my birthday. But
oh, do you remember those old-fashioned DVD?
Yes, that's...
Like, you would only play
DVDs. Yeah, my aunt got me a portable one for, like, my 8th or 9th birthday, and that's when I, like, took the movie on my flight, and I kept rewatching it the entire flight.
How weird. And then my dad had a... like a circular kind of book thing, and you flip through it and it's just different, like, CDs.
Yeah. I
so
my dad's
weird.
I think we still have one where it's just like a bunch of my dad's music, and it's like
it's reggae. Hard to imagine that our iPhones are going to be any different, but, like, what do you think they're going to look like?
I don't
the
know.
One thing I can say
do you think they're
going to
start being in, like, air like touchscreen air?
No, but I do think that...
Or in your hand. Like, you wear something on your hand and it calls.
No. But I was thinking yesterday, I was like, what even could they do differently? And then I picked up my phone. Pick up your phone. Phones are so heavy. Like, I didn't realize how heavy they are. Like, we're used to
it. Okay, they're really not that heavy.
No, they are. Like,
okay, think of a brick phone from, like, the 80s. Like, think of that.
That's no, heavy. Like, the Nokia phones were pencils.
I'm talking about the brick. The brick ones. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, the fat ones.
Yeah, but for a cell phone, this is really heavy.
Okay, like, you just totally took this conversation. Okay, that's, yeah. And think about all the movies you can watch on this heavy phone of yours.
Yeah, but I feel like watching...
I like watching movies more, or, like, TV shows on my computer.
Right.
No, going back to, like, who was, like, your childhood, like, TV show crush? I need to know. Come on, I know you had one.
I don't know if I did. I mean...
Did you ever watch Kickin' It? I thought like he was
in
so cute.
No. Like, in each really? Show, there was someone that, like, I thought was cute. But I wouldn't say there was one person.
Okay, well, name someone. I want to hear it.
Max Russo.
Oh, was it JT Austin? Yeah. Okay, cute.
Max Russo, and then...
Do you remember when he turned into Maxine?
No one in Hannah Montana.
No one in Hannah Montana. I'd agree.
Except for... like, the boys that she dated, they were always cute.
I didn't think they were cute. I wasn't a huge fan of them. I don't know if I thought...
Beck was not cute.
Who's Beck? Which
one's
Beck?
From Victorious.
Oh! Avon Georgia.
Yeah.
Dated Jade. Yeah. He was okay.
Yeah,
what about
bad.
Robbie? Robbie was just such a heartthrob.
Robbie was sweet.
He was a sweet kid. No, sweet, let's talk face. About the real heartthrob of Victorious, Rex.
That was such a... who? I don't know who came up with the idea to have Robbie...
the puppet?
Yeah, to have Robbie use, have a puppet the whole show.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I thought it was clever, but just random. It reminds me of a TikTok that I saw that was like, you know that episode of iCarly where they had... the whole room dedicated to the American Idol. What's his name? Starts with an R, I think.
I have no idea.
Who was the American Idol judge?
Simon Cowell?
No, the black one, the bigger guy.
Who are you talking about?
Randy Jackson.
Oh.
They had a show dedicated towards Randy Jackson, or not a show, sorry. Yeah,
a
no.
A room?
A room.
A shrine.
You don't remember this?
No.
And it was like, who had that idea? They went in, Carly and Sam, or no,
Neville?
Sam and Freddie went in, or Carly and Freddie went in, and they saw that entire room dedicated to Randy Jackson. And it was like really weird. I don't know who came up with that.
But let's talk about the real weirdo, Neville. That kid like kidnapped them. Do you not remember Neville and iCarly?
He didn't kidnap them.
Yes, he did. He like locked them in a basement or something.
No. That was that girl. That was like pretending to be a fan, or she was a fan.
No, wasn't it Neville?
No, it was the girl. She was a fan, and then she's like, oh, no one's coming to my party. Will you guys come, or something like that?
No way.
She locked him in a sound proof. He was. But I don't know if he kidnapped them. Definitely not.
Didn't they just add iCarly 2 to Netflix?
Yeah, and I rewatched it, and it's a lot...
Better?
Didn't appreciate it as much when I was younger than I did
really?
Now.
I haven't watched it recently.
Do you remember how they all had those weird shirts? It would say, like...
Do you remember the
salad toes? Yeah.
I wanted one of those.
Yeah.
So bad.
Who didn't want a Paraphone?
Yeah.
They sell fake ones. Like, obviously, it's
I wouldn't
not
buy a
phone,
fake
but...
one. Like, I wanted the legit one.
Right.
Which is basically an iPhone. The Paraphone.
Right.
But I don't know. Did you ever? I saw people also a trend on TikTok to make spaghetti tacos.
Yeah, I made those when I was younger.
That's disgusting.
After watching it. No, they're really good.
I will not be partaking in that.
They're really good. Hard shell tacos.
Yeah, I know. But like corn tortilla, like tacos that are hard mixed with spaghetti just doesn't sound appetizing.
Yeah, I made those, I think, with Miguel and my dad. They were actually really good. Maybe I'll make those one day soon.
Because
you get the crunch with the spaghetti.
Dude,
it's really good.
That just sounds so unappealing to me.
You think beans and bananas sound better?
Rice, beans, and bananas. You hater. Haterade over here.
No, those weren't bad, but...
Yeah, also, it's not a bad combo. Okay.
Neither is a little crunch in spaghetti.
Tacos? Mm-hmm. Well, let's end off with your opinion, okay? Let's hear... What's your opinion on Disney Plus? Is it something you'd pay for?
I don't know if I would pay for it right now because... I think it's a really good idea for
people and you get to watch,
for
like,
Disney heads and then also parents. I feel like that's great.
You know, but they actually put a Disney movie I saw on Netflix, which I was like kind of like I just saw that it had Disney on it, and yeah. I was like, that was kind of shocking, because I thought it would be, like on Disney Plus and not on Netflix, but...
Yeah, I like the idea of Disney Plus. I think that it's great. I don't know if I personally would buy it right now. If I did, I would probably only keep it for a little bit, or the duration of time it would take for me to watch, just, like, the shows I watched as kids, and then I'd cancel it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming on today, and we'll see you guys on the next episode of Under the Sun.